Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you on the Blog Talk tonight. This is Dr. Bernard Johnson, and I'm just so excited about being here to thank God a thousand times. You know, that's our platform. We don't go into a whole lot of other things. You know, thank God for those who have other ministries. But this ministry is to just thank God for his blessings. Amen. For centuries, for eras, for all kinds of just time after time. And people have just bombarded God with all kind of requests. But they have really not returned to say thank you like they should have thanked him. And the nation had become a give me, give me, give me nation. But God is turning it around. And there's a new atmosphere of thank you, thank you, thank you. It's what we call the new awakening. In 1740, Jonathan Edwards led the Great Awakening. But God just inspired me to call it the new awakening. It's simply what people have gotten away from, the give me, Lord, give me this, Lord, give me that. Oh, God, give me this. You know, just give me, give me, give me. When you get tired of somebody just always give me, give me, give me to you. Amen. God now has changed this thing over to a thank you, thank you, thank you. And let me tell you something. I don't think God will ever get tired of thank you, thank you, thank you. Because he inhabits the praises of his people. Amen. And so we are here tonight just to thank him a thousand times. It came from a time that I was on the plane on my way back from Florida. And I said, Lord, if I could, I'd thank you a thousand times. Don't let anybody fool you. They ain't come up with this or nothing. No. I tell you, it was from that plane ride. And I said, I'd thank you a thousand times if I could. And the Holy Ghost woke me up and said, why don't you? And that night, I thanked him a thousand times and realized that miracles happen when you thank him a thousand times. Do you need a miracle? Take time for God, and he'll take time for you. It only takes about 15, 20 minutes to thank God a thousand times. Well, why are you thanking? Why am I thanking him? Well, we're going to give you several reasons to thank him. And if we say anything that you can identify with about what he's done for you, yeah, you ought to thank him for that again. Amen. He deserves all the praise and all the glory and all the adoration. Yeah. Even your heart just beat a moment ago. You really owe him a thank you for that. You didn't do nothing to make your heart beat. It was God who allowed it to beat. You just breathed another breath just then. You didn't do anything that caused yourself to breathe another breath. You took a breath. But who gave you the ability to breathe? God deserves that praise. Oh, you look out and saw something with your eyes. You didn't do anything to cause your eyes to see. I mean, you're not an eye doctor, and even they didn't cause it to see. God did. Amen. He deserves that praise. I can go further and further. But you just have to realize that God does so many things for you that you don't even realize. And you ask me, why should you thank him a thousand times? If you just thanked him every time you breathed last night, that would be a thousand times. Amen. If you just thanked him every time you were able to move your muscles, your finger, your limb. See, all this happens at the same time. Your foot, your leg, your arm, your head moving, your eyes moving, your ears. If you just, my God, sometimes all at one time he does 30 or 40 things for you. All at one time. And you really owe him, oh, my God, so much praise. And things that you have never thanked him for, that he does for you, allows you to stand up. And if you didn't have your big toes on your foot, never think about it. But if you didn't have those big toes, you'd fall over. You wouldn't be able to hold yourself, balance yourself. There's so much he does for us that we don't even realize. I can keep on, but you got the idea. Let's get ready to thank him a thousand times. I challenge you and all over the world, in Africa, India, Russia, challenge you in Afghanistan, on the Gaza Strip, all over the world, in Jerusalem, in Hollywood, all of y'all. Yeah, all of y'all. God's been so good to you. All over the world, places I'm not naming, in Brazil and in Haiti, everywhere. Let's take time for the Lord. And then let's lead people all around us to just join us thanking God 1,000 times. Man, have you heard about this blog line Dr. Bernard Johnson has? Man, they're thanking God 1,000 times. Get them on the blog line where they can thank God because they need a miracle. And I'm telling you, miracles happen when you thank God 1,000 times. It may not be the miracle you want right then, but I preached another message called Give the Anointing Time to Work. Yeah, it may not be the blessing you want right then, but give the anointing time to work and see what God does for you. Somebody was saying the other day, I gave that medicine. I took those that medicine, and I had to give it time to work. Yeah, but when I gave it time to work, that pain in my foot was gone. Well, God bless you. That's what gets me sometimes. People say things, and they can give other things so much time, but they don't want to give the Lord. They don't want to give the anointing time to work. Right now, Lord, right now, right now. Yeah. Why don't you be gracious with God and allow him the same respect as you do for medicine and even more. Because you give that medicine time to work. Give the Lord, give the anointing time to work. You'll be so surprised at what happens. He can do better than that medicine that stop your foot from aching. Because God is a maker of the human body. He knows everything about it. Amen. All right. Here's what I want to do. I want to give you a chance to make at least one request to the Lord. Ask him for your heart's desire. And then when you ask him for your heart's desire, then we'll come back and we will begin to pray for you, ask God to do that, and then thank you. All right. Here's a little music for you. Take about a minute and ask him for what you will right now. Heavenly Father, we thank you for all these requests being made known. All these requests being made known unto you. Bless these folk. Oh, bountifully, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for what you've done for them already, how you've blessed them. But for these special requests that they're asking tonight, I'm asking you to let it be done. In Jesus' name we pray. And for this, and not only this, but for other things we haven't even named, we take time to thank you 1,000 times. And those who would like to help us, and your line is open. If it's not open, press *1, and it should be open. Lord, we take time to thank you 1,000 times. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for life, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for great health. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for great strength. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you for saving our soul. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for making us whole, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Lord, because you made us more than conquerors. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for healing our body. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. For healing our blood. Thank you, thank you, thank you. For healing no blood, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In the name
of
thank you for healing
that,
Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you
for healing the soul, Peter. In the name of Jesus,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank
you,
thank you, thank you. Give that arm in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you.
God is so good.
Thank you
for making us healed and not the same. Thank you for healing our
hearts.
Thank you for healing our hearts.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you for healing our hearts.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you. Drop off. Drop off. In the name of Jesus. Thank you,
thank
Lord,
you,
Lord.
God.
Thank you. Thank you for touching
thank
that
tube.
Thank you for touching
thank
that arm.
Thank you
for touching
thank
that corner. And for
thank
you know,
God.
More
thank you,
God.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Right
thank you.
Go back.
Thank you, thank you.
We receive
light. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Lord.
And we believe in the name
God.
Of Jesus.
Thank
in the name of Jesus. We praise you. We glorify you, Lord.
Yes, God.
We
thank
give
you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We give you Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you,
Lord. And rebuke the demons, and rebuke the devil, and plead the blood of Jesus. And don't forget to thank him all over your house, too. So thank you and praise will be all over your room. Let's do it right now. Get up right now and go to that house thanking the Lord and pleading the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
The blood of Jesus. Thank you. The blood of Jesus.
Oh, the blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Thank you.
The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
The blood
of Jesus.
The blood
of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
The blood
of Jesus.
The blood
of
Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood
of Jesus.
The blood
of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Think the blood. Think the blood.
Think
the blood.
Spoke to my heart and said, this for 2016, son, I want you to add something. And he showed me, we went to Paris Island, my family, my wife and I went to Paris Island for our granddaughter's graduation. And through it, he showed me that he wanted me to add something. One of the things that I noticed about the Marines, amen, is that they really shout proclamations. They shout proclamations to the Marines. Yeah. And when they speak, they learn to shout it. Amen. We were on a huge field for the graduation. And you could hear those sergeants shouting proclamations to those privates or to be privates. They were shouting to their platoon. And every one of them could hear it. And I began to see something. And they were shouting whatever they needed them to do. Whatever they wanted to do, they were shouting. And God said, and now he's added this specific area of our ministry. And he said that he wants us, you know, the enemy has always tried to speak negative over God's people. He doesn't want us to have nothing. He doesn't want us to be nothing. He'll try to feed negative things in our minds. Yours, mine, everybody's mind. He just doesn't want us to have nothing. Yeah. And the Lord said that this year, I know that you thanked me 1,000 times, God said, but he said, I want the people to learn how to be blessed themselves. I want them to be blessed. That's like a compassionate God. I hate relationships where you see people, only thing they think about is themselves. God always thinks about the other person. And he said, I want my people to be blessed. He's been thanking him 1,000 times, and he wants you to be blessed. And he said, this year, son, I want you to have maybe take one or two minutes and ask the people if they would take that time to proclaim blessings over themselves and over their family. And we can include also proclaiming blessings across the nation too. Because that affects you too, the nation affects you. So he said, take it and proclaim blessings over themselves or over their family. I want to give you an example. And because I've been saying blessings over you at the close, he showed me this, and I've been saying blessings over you at the close of over every prayer line segment or blog line segment. I've been proclaiming blessings over you. But he said in Matthew 18 and 19, and hold on, give you the keys to the kingdom. And then he says, whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. And whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven. And God said he wants us to take a minute or two, whatever. He says, to loose blessings on you and your family this year. So you notice, now this is origination tonight. Now you, other people are going to try to copy that. But God said, do this. loosing blessings over you and your family. Amen. That's a compassionate God. For somebody who wants to write me, I hear the seconds going. But P.O. Box 26593, Overland Park, Kansas, 66209. Amen. Let me go back to you. But he wants us to loose blessings. I hear you. All right, one more time. Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593. Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. All right, go back to you. He wants us to loose blessings on ourselves. Speak it. How do you loose blessings? It comes out of your mouth when you loose things. You know, when you loose things, you speak them out. I loose blessings upon you. And a lot of times I've been loosing these blessings on all of y'all, and y'all have been letting them go by you. You got to loose it on yourself. How do you loose it? Grab it. How do you grab it? Speak it upon yourself. I receive it. Amen. So when I say that you're more than a conqueror, say, I receive it. You got to grab it. Receive it into your heart. Receive it in your mind. And God began to show me that you need to grab it and receive these things that I'm saying. At the end of the prayer line, at the end of the log line, many times I'm saying, you're blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Don't sit there like a bump on a log and don't receive something like that. Don't you want to be blessed in the city? Don't you want to be blessed in the field? Don't you want your family blessed? I'm saying your family is blessed. Your home is blessed. Your money is blessed. Your bank account is blessed. Don't you want that to happen to you? You got to receive it. You got to receive it. God showed me that you loose things on this earth, but you bind things on this earth too. And when I say those things, you can say those things after me, or you can shout, I receive it. Amen. But whatever you do, let that loose it for yourself on this earth, or bless yourself. This is a proclamation of blessings on you and your family. Amen. I want y'all who have your lines open to help me tonight, because I've got to take this to many other places. And I want you to get it. I want to tweak this thing a little bit here. And as I say these things, and you want them for your family and want them for you, just shout, I receive it. Amen. And then I'm going to think about it. I may vary it a little bit. I don't know how God wants me to do it exactly. But he said he wants you to receive these things and to loose these things on yourself. It's like you saying to your son, you ain't going to never be nothing. You're just like your daddy. See, that's loosing. You loose it with your tongue. Let me read this scripture to you. This is found in Matthew 16 and 18 and 19. It says, and I tell you, this is the Lord speaking, written letters, that you are Peter. You are, say your name. You are Bernard. Say your name. And on this rock, upon you, Bernard, I will build my church. Look at him building a church across the world. Through Bernard Johnson. Through whatever your name is. Say your name. And the gates of Hades or hell will not overcome them. I'm reading from the NIV. But let me read it from the King James. Amen. And then some of y'all, you know, you want to receive it, but I know you have to receive it in the King James. Amen. Let me find that thing again in the King James. Yeah,
God
bless you. Amen. Wait just a moment. I don't need you. Just a moment, please. Amen. Right here in Matthew 16 and 18, and I'm almost finishing tonight. But Matthew 16 and 18. Let me do the 18 and 18. Yeah, that's where I want to go. In Matthew 18 and 18. Yeah. It tells us right here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I almost had it. Oh, my God. I'm working on my computer here. It's taking me a little while because I've got so many programs up. Yeah, here it is. 16 and 18. That's where I'm going. And I tell you,
that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Yeah. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. And then it tells us, whatever you bind on this earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. Oh, my God. And see, how you loose things. You loose it by saying it. You loose it with your tongue, with your mouth. You say those things, and whatever you say, you loose it in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. And so I want you all loosing things in 2016. God said, 2016, I loosed it. Now, I've heard other people say it already. But 2016, I said this about a month ago, will be the year, a year of victory. Yeah. It's going to be a year of victory, and I'm hearing it already. It's going to be a year of victory. Say it. It's going to be a year of victory for me. For me. See, it's going to be a year of victory for me. Say it. Say it. It's going to be a year of victory for me. Yeah. That's what you gotta. See, you gotta loose that thing on yourself. Yeah. See, I believe it. It's gonna be a year of victory for you. For you. I'm saying it about myself too, but I'm talking about for you. I'm concerned about you. How do I get you a blessing? How do I get you to go up, 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 up? It's got to be a year of victory for you, but you got to learn how to loose it. You got to learn how to loose it in the name of Jesus. How do you loose it? You got to say it over yourself. It's going to be a year of victory for me. And see, that's where the Marines come in. How do they get those privates? Listen to me now. How do they get those privates? How do they get those soldiers in their platoon to move? They shot it. They shot it, and you can hear them all over the field. See, how do you get, I know, resist the devil and he'll flee from you, but you've got to loose in your spirit, with your mouth, those blessings upon yourself. Amen. And I want us to stand tall and loosing blessings upon our hearts, souls, and minds in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you, it's going to happen for you, but you got to loose it on yourself. I'm loosed it upon you. But you got to grab it and loose it on yourself. You shout, I receive it, or repeat what I'm saying. I don't know how we're going to do it, whichever way is better. Maybe just say, I receive it, I receive it. I'm going to say a few things here, and I want to see how many of y'all can receive these things in the name of Jesus. When I say them, just as quick as you can, say, I receive them, because I'm going to be moving past me. I'm going to be moving fast, excuse me. Amen. You are more than a conqueror. You are blessed in Jesus' name.
I receive it.
God's going to bless your home. Your son is going to be blessed. Your daughter's going to be blessed. Your home is going to be blessed. Money is coming your way. You will be blessed. God is blessing you. God is blessing everything about you.
I receive it. Amen. That's it.
You got to receive these things. I'm speaking these blessings. And sometimes, let's try this. When I say something, you say it after me and say it with force. Don't say it like really soft. Say it with force. Say it with force. You are more than a conqueror.
I'm more than a conqueror.
Yeah, you got to make it personal. Say, I'm more than a conqueror.
I'm more than a conqueror.
I'm saying it to you, but you got to grab it and make it personal. See, I'm saying these blessings about you, but you got to make it personal. God is turning things around in your life. God's blessing my daughter. God's blessing my son. God's blessing my home. God's blessing my people. God blessing me. I am blessed. I am the head.
I am the
head.
I am the
head. My family's blessed. I will be debt free. Oh, my God. And then you know what? Loosen these things on yourself. Guess what's going to happen? Wherever you loose on this earth, shall be loosed in heaven. Amen.
Whatever you speak on this earth will be spoken in heaven, and it's going to come to pass. Do you hear me?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Y'all hear me? I said it's going to come to pass.
Yes, yes, yes.
It's going to come to pass.
Yes, yes, sir.
It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass. All right. All right.
It's going to come to pass. It's going to come to pass.
Yes. Amen. Bang. I want y'all to get that in your mind. I'm in the Word now. I'm in the Word. And it's going to come to pass. But I want to get y'all loosen these things. Let's take at least a minute every night and loose positive things on ourselves. And then we might loose them on the nation. Our nation is blessed. God's turning our nation around. God's changing our nation and making it a nation that loves God. You see, we loose these things on this earth. Whatever you loose, I'm going to read it to you one more time here. And you get your Bibles, and you can read it for yourself. I'm going to, again, try to find this King James Version. Amen. So, amen, in the name of Jesus, you can have it. There it is. There it is. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. But as I speak these things, here it is. In Matthew 18:18, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Oh, my God. My, 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 my. That's for you. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be loosing these things on earth this year. Are you hearing me? Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. We're going to be loosing these things on this earth in the name of Jesus. And whatever we loose on this earth. Mm-hmm. Here in Matthew 16:18, it kind of gives a little background. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter. He said this to Peter. And upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And then in 19 it says, and I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. You got the keys, folks. And whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. I'm going Marines on y'all now. You got the keys. You got the keys. You got the keys.
I got the keys.
Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. We loose blessings upon you. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. In the name of Jesus, your family is blessed. In the name of Jesus, your house is blessed. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. You're going up, 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 up. In the name of Jesus, you're going
up. In the name of Jesus.
That's it. All right, now, I'm finishing right now. I want to. Whenever this is going to be a part of our prayer line, and in the name of Jesus, a part of our blog line, and I'm taking it to our church, Amazing Grace, amen. And I'm going to give you, I'm going to say something like this. We want to have just a couple minutes of proclamation of blessings upon your family and upon you. This is our time of proclamations, of proclaiming blessings upon you and your family. Amen. Let's do it right now. I am blessed in the name of Jesus.
I am blessed in the name of Jesus.
Yes, go ahead. God's blessing my home. God's blessing my family. God's blessing me. God's blessing my finances. I'm not broke. I have blessings. I have financial blessings. He's changing my life and turning around. And it's going up, 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 up. In the name of Jesus. I do receive the blessings of the Lord.
Up.
See, y'all, that's what I want us to do. You see, we loose these things upon ourselves. Instead of all these things that people have been trying to loose on you, turn it around. The curse has been reversed. God is loosing blessings upon us. But 2016, God said, it's the year of victory. It's a year of victory, and you're going to have victory in your family because your chief executive, your chief ambassador is going to be having you to proclaim blessings on you and your family all year long if the Lord says the same.
I believe that.
Amen. I know. I've never had anybody do me like this. I wish they had done me like this 20 years ago. Oh, God, my God. I know y'all realize that the Lord is blessing you because I never had anybody. I wish I had somebody who had taken the rein and said, I want to lead you, Brother Bernard, into blessing yourself, into whispering these things. If y'all think I'm great now, I'd be much greater because I had maybe had 10 years of proclaiming blessings on my life openly with my mouth, with that tongue. Let me tell you something. It's going to change things in your home.
Amen.
I think it's going to change things in your home. I receive it. It's going to change things.
I believe it.
Yeah, this is a milestone here. It's going to change things in your home. Oh, my God. You talking? It's going to change things with that daughter, with your son. Proclaiming blessings on their life. It's going to change things. You are healed in your body. You are healed.
Oh.
You are healed. You are healed.
I am healed.
You are healed. You are healed. You are healed.
I am healed.
I am healed.
I am healed.
You watch this thing. See, now you watch this thing. Put it down. This is December the 27th. Your chief ambassador spoke this unto you, and we have started proclaiming blessings over ourselves every day. Amen. We just take a minute. Amen. Proclaim these things instead of speaking these negatives. Amen. I don't know if I'm going to make it. Oh, no. I will make it. See, I ain't got no money. I do have money. It may not be right now. I may not be able to see it, but it will come to pass. I do have money. See, we're going to start speaking these things. And about the finances and things like that, some of your inheritances that have been held up for years. Amen. Just follow me as I follow Christ. I'm following the Lord. And they've been held up for years, but my inheritance is coming. See, you speak it. Somebody got an inheritance. You should have grabbed that real quick and said, my inheritance is coming. My inheritance is coming.
My inheritance is coming.
You gotta see. What is the devil? Think about this. If I'm on it, ask yourself a question. What has the enemy had me saying for years? When people ask me how I'm doing, well, okay, I'm doing okay. And what have you been doing for years? Okay.
Amen. That's true.
You gotta. God said, whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. See, loose greatness upon yourself. I am great. I'm getting great. I'm great. And I'm getting greater all the time. See, loose it upon yourself. Amen. And we're going to take that scripture and we're going to take it just like it reads. Give us the keys. Whatever we bind and whatever we loose, it's going to be done. Let's loose this on ourselves all this year. I'm declaring that 2016 is a year of blessings. It's a year of victory. That's what I'm saying. A year of victory. It's not the only year, but it is a year of victory. Amen. There you go. That's it. I receive it. See, that's going to get in y'all's spirit so much until I'm not going to have to say nothing to y'all. Y'all going to be receiving this positive. Why would you receive the negatives? Receive the positive. Amen.
Right.
No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, God's going to condemn it. I receive it.
I receive it.
See?
I receive it.
That's the word. If you believe the word, you ought to be receiving that quickly. Amen. Amen. I'm just quoting the word. Amen. All right. Let's get ready for these things. And it is so. I wonder, do I have one more person? I'm one. Do I have another one who will say, Pastor, I agree with you on this earth?
Yes, I agree with you.
Be with you on this earth.
Oh, well, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Because, you see, the Bible says, if any two of you, let me get that. I'm going to read the word to you. Yeah. Amen. Oh, my God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Uh-huh. It says in Matthew 18:19, and again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, that you shall ask, it shall be done for them, or for us, two of us, of my Father, which is in heaven. Amen. I'm reading the word, give it to you, Matthew 18:19. So the things I just said about, we're going to make these positive proclamations on you and your family. That's of God. And I want to agree, somebody agree with me that shall be done. The miracle shall come out of it, and that we shall go up to new levels as never before. Anybody agree with me? Just say I agree.
I agree.
Thank you so much. All I need is, see, that's when y'all hear me say this, I'm reading from Matthew 18:19. And again, I say to you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of my Father. Jesus said this, it shall be done for you of my Father, which is in heaven. And we agreed on that, and it shall come to pass. Oh, yes, now let's praise it like it's already done. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
We glory in you. We thank you.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
And that's what y'all got to learn, is thank him like it's already done. You got to learn to thank him like it's already done.
Thank you, Jesus.
That exemplifies faith. Thank you, Jesus. Thank him like it's already done. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your Holy Spirit. That's one of the main keys. You got to learn to thank him like it's already done. Like it's already done. I said to our people today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
I said all these blessings that are going to come in 2016. And I named some. I named this, and I'm getting to the point. But I named many of the things that are going to happen in 2016. Yeah. Oh, my God. I began to share that with them. Let me see. I said, I believe this, that God is showing me this. There's some things that you have prayed for 10 and 20 years and never have happened, but they're going to happen in 2016. I receive it. I said those frustrations that you've been experiencing are going to cease in 2016. I receive it. And some of your loved ones that you want saved, like your son, your daughter, that spouse, like your sister or brother that you haven't been able to reach, like your grandparents or whoever they are, like your nieces and nephews that you haven't been really. In 2016, they're going to be saved, and many of them are going to seek the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Then I said this, some of you who are deep in debt are going to be debt-free in 2016. I receive it. See, some of you are going to get that dream job in 2016. I receive it. Some things that you have been waiting to fall off of you are going to fall off of you in 2016. I believe that somebody is going to get a better mortgage payment and a better rent payment in 2016. I receive it. Some of you will get unexpected checks. I receive it. Debt cancellation. I believe that some inheritances are going to come in 2016. I receive it. Some of you may get a house. Some of y'all going to get a new house or a new car in 2016. I receive it. You're going to go up there and you're not going to have the credit, but see, God's going to make the machine say yes instead of no, or make somebody's heart say yes instead of no. And you're going to walk out there with a new car with reasonable payments. I receive it. And some of you who you've had a vision to become an entrepreneur, this is your year, 2016, to have the victory. I receive it. There are going to be some marriages here in 2016. Yes, there will be. Yes. And some supernatural and spectacular miracles are going to happen in 2016. I receive it. See, all these things I told them in Amazing Grace this morning. And see, what I had them to do after they said I received it, I said, you got to learn to move God by this. I said, what is it? I said, you got to learn to really praise him like it's already happened. You can't wait and praise him like when it happens, say, I'll praise him then. No. It doesn't speak faith. When you praise him like it's already happened, that speaks faith, like you believe it. And that's what moves God. Faith moves God. All right? For example, I said, I receive all these things. And I said, I feel like running around this church. And I took out, and I said, this is a victory lap. I took out and ran around the church. Why? Because I believe that victory is in it, that everything I said will come to pass. Victory, victory. And I ran around the church, and sometimes I was saying, victory. Amen, victory. I was shouting like it had already happened. And you want to get God's attention? You shout like it's already happened, like you've got faith to believe him. Every time Jesus healed people, don't you remember that they had to have faith to believe him? And when Jesus looked and saw their faith and knew in their hearts that they had faith, Jesus healed them because they had the faith. You have to exercise faith. It hasn't happened yet, but all these things that I just said a while ago, just act like it's already happened in your life, in your family, in your home, and see what the Lord will do for you. I'm going to shout because I believe it's already happened in my life and my family, and I'm going to see what God's going to do for me. Praise the Lord, everybody. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Give him a praise shout. Give him a glory. Give him a hallelujah. Give him a thank you. Lift your voice and say praise him.
Thank you.
Some of the things that I just named, it would take thousands upon thousands of dollars for somebody to do it with money. Amen. So if God put this in your hands, money, and put $5,000 in cash in your hands, how would you praise him then? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. See, some of y'all would be going crazy then. But you got to imagine, God's blessings are worth more than money. I'm telling you, it's worth more than money. Yeah. When he brings to pass your entrepreneur, amen, that's more than money because it means money. Amen. Inheritances, if we let that happen, that means money. You got to shout and thank him like it's already happened before it happens. Then you move the Lord to inherit. Bring that inheritance to you in the name of Jesus. I want to give you this example that the Holy Ghost is giving me right now. Yeah. If you got a child or you got a grandchild or you know a child that's close to you, suppose they came up to you and said, you know, and if you had the power in your hand to do what they needed to be done, suppose they walked up to you and said, I just got the news from the doctor. And he said, I have cancer all over my body, and it has metastasized, and he gave me 10 days to live. But mama or grandmama or my friend, I just believe God. I believe God's going to spare my life. I believe God's healing me right now. And they kept saying, I believe God's healing me. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for healing me. I thank you, Lord, for healing me. I thank you for healing. If you had the power to heal them, what would you do? Thanking God like that will get his attention and will cause him to do something for you like never before. Learn how to praise him like it's already done. Amen. You can't give him cute praise. You can't do it. You know why? Because you're not going through a cute situation.
Uh-uh.
The enemy has declared war against you. And when you're in a war and God gives you the victory, you owe God a war cry. Thank you, Jesus. That's a war cry. Yeah. Cute praise. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah. And sometimes, you know, if that's your personality, I understand. But he's done something for you magnificent. Praise him like it's already done. God bless you. I've got to go. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May you have a wonderful, wonderful 2016. Join me on New Year's Eve, and I'll be preaching this message. The Lord says the same for sure, and even more. Amen. I want you to know that we've got to make these proclamations of blessings upon our family and about our home. I want us to do it all year long, the Holy Ghost says. So every service, I'll give you a couple of minutes to start saying things about you. It's going to catch you. It's going to get a hold of you. You can't keep on speaking proclamations and blessings on you and not get a hold of you. I know that. It's going to get a hold of you. It's going to get a hold of your family. It's going to get a hold of your home. And before you know it, spectacular things are going to start happening for you. And it's going to be a year of victory. This is one of the things that's going to cause it to be a year of victory. Because you're going to proclaim these things over you and your family. You're going to proclaim them over you and your family. And you start doing that and stick with me all year long in proclaiming these things. Be so happy when I get to that portion of the service or whatever you want to call it. Get happy about it because you want to proclaim blessings upon you and your family. Watch it change your son. Watch it change your daughter. Watch it change your niece, nephew. Watch it change our country. Watch it change you. We're just going to lose these things upon our family all year long. We're going to have a time of loosing blessings upon our family, upon me, upon you, upon our home, upon your spouse, upon everybody. And everybody who wants us to happen, say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Hope you got it. Hope you got it.
Okay.
Now ask yourself, here's the way you know, recognize a real one. Yes. Did the devil give me this or did God give it to me?
Did the devil give it to me or
did
God?
Did God give that to me or did the devil give it to me? I want you to
God gave it to me.
God gave it to me. The devil didn't want you losing things, blessings upon you and your family. He's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. If you know the word, you know that God had to give that. Because the devil wants to kill, steal, and destroy you. When God wants you to have life and wants you to be blessed and wants you to go up, 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 up. It had to be the Lord. It wasn't the devil. And I want you to grab what God has sent to you. Grab it and run with it. Amen. God bless you.
Amen.
Have a wonderful night. Amen. Have a wonderful
Amen.
Night. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. My. Amen. Amen. I'm going to dismiss you, but just remember these things. We're doing this for 2016. We're proclaiming blessings over us, over our family, over our home, over our nation. And what y'all think about it? I'm going to open up the line for anybody that says any words of encouragement or whatever you think. Amen. Just let it be so. Amen. The line is open to you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I think that. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
This is Sister Rush. I think the word was great, and I believe and I receive it. And like you say, it's already done.
I believe it's already done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. 2016 will be a year of victory for you. And for your home.
I believe it.
God bless you. Anybody else want to have a word? The line's open to you.
Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Karen Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
I've heard this twice today, so that's my confirmation.
Amen. God bless you. All right. Anybody else? All right. God bless all of you. May you have a wonderful
day. I heard something similar to today.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
My 2016 victory year.
Uh-huh. Year of victory. Yeah. That's what God said. All right. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful night. And remember, 2016, it's going to be a year
of victory.
God bless you. Bye. God bless you and good night.